I've had some similar experiences up here with GMRS. And the repeater here, now, it records everything. And the repeater before, it recorded whatever it wanted to record. That was basically the problem with it. But I redid all this stuff before I sold it to Jimmy. So it recorded everything every time. But, so the FCC is different now. You have to report. And the way you report is basically you contact, my contact, it would be Mary. And I write her an email, and then I send her all the voice recordings, and then she goes, thank you. And then she writes back, you've been acknowledged, we're going to fix this for you. And then she goes, thank you for self-policing. And then they get a letter or whatever. There was a family couple out here in the prairie by Vernon, about 50 miles away. Can get in the repeater, no problem. But they're GMRS. And wife had her own GMRS license. Husband had his own GMRS license. But they were using Motorola equipment, which they weren't allowed to use because it's not GMRS certified. And they were talking on my repeater. They refused to remove themselves from the repeater. So I turned them in. I turned in both of them. And sent the audio clips to them and wrote the little email out and was acknowledged. And I guess what happened is they put a lien against the property. I vacated them, put a lien against their property, confiscated all their equipment, and gave them a $20,000 fine.